the Winnebago County Board Chairman is trying to decide if merging the county clerk and recorder offices is a good idea. Many counties in Illinois already combined the two. Others are moving in that direction. On today's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Guy Stevens looks at what's going on and why.
The Office of County Clerk administers elections and vital records like birth certificates, marriage, and business licenses. The County Recorder of Deeds administers a library of land records and real estate transactions, including information needed for deed and title searches, such as tax liens and mortgages. Winnebago County Board Chairman Frank Haney is straightforward about why he's thinking about consolidating the county clerk and recorder offices.
Winnebago County has a multi-million dollar budget deficit we're grappling with going into fiscal year 18, which starts on October 1st. The city of Rockford, our largest municipality inside Winnebago County, is projecting, I think, an $8 million budget deficit. We don't have the choice but to, number one, work together. Number two is to look to find deficiencies.
Consolidating countywide elected offices could be one of the ways to accomplish that. For Haney, the idea is just part of a bigger push to modernize the structure of the county's government, something he says is sorely needed.
The comment was made back a year and a half ago that if you looked at county government, and in particular Winnebago County government, that Abraham Lincoln, if he were still alive, would recognize it. And, you know, some people chuckle, but I find that aggravating as a 21st century taxpayer.
Haney says he's studying the matter carefully and looking at how other counties are making it work.
Does that mean that's the right fit for Winnebago County? No. And that's why we're taking a look at it and just seeing if this is something that I want to recommend to my board, the county board, 20 members elected by district, for consideration. And if they vote in the affirmative, if I recommend it, then it would go and be put on the ballot in November of 18.
Haney admits to leaning in the direction of recommending a merger of the two offices based on what he's seen and heard so far. He remembers a conversation he had about circuit clerk, county clerk, and recorder.
One of the foremost experts here at Winnebago County was talking to me the other day, and they said, at the end of the day, those three offices push paper. Now, it's important paper. It's important to taxpayers. It's important to how our community runs. It's important on so many levels.
But Haney says with modern technology, potentially that could all be done more efficiently with fewer people, including fewer elected officials, and the savings could be significant. That, Haney says, is the question he's trying to answer. Will this help the county provide the same or better service for less money? Many smaller Illinois counties, as well as somewhat more populous ones like DeKalb County, have combined the two offices for decades. Several others have gone down that route in recent years. Recorder's offices were consolidated in 2011 in Tazewell County, in 2012 in McLean County, and in 2014 in Peoria County. Cook County, the largest county in the state by far, made the move last year. McHenry County will be asking voters if they want to do the same. The county board put the question on the spring 2018 ballot with the full backing of both the county clerk and the recorder. In fact, the McHenry County recorder campaigned for the office in the last election with a promise that he would work for its elimination. It also received enthusiastic support from the county's chairman, Jack Franks. Like Haney, he says it's a bottom-line issue, even an existential one.
We can no longer have business as usual and conduct our government like we've done in the past. It's unsustainable, as we've seen with our health care costs, our pension costs, and now the real crisis is our property taxes. In McHenry County, for instance, we've lost population 6 of the last 7 years. People are voting with their feet. They can't afford to live here.
Franks and the board have pledged to reduce those property taxes by 10%. Like Haney, Franks says the merger of the clerk and recorder offices is just part of the larger effort, but the results could be significant.
We'll have more efficiencies. The technology has gone leaps and bounds in the last few years, and so we're able to do more with less, hopefully have less employees, have more things done online, use less space. And I met with the recorder just the other day on his budget and looking at the folks that he's trying to hire to implement some of this. And I think we can have hundreds of thousands of dollars of savings each year on this going forward.
So are the present moves all about the money? Haney says there's no question fiscal woes are driving changes right now. But this and other reorganization efforts are also part of a bigger pattern, a shift that's affecting how governments in general and county governments in particular do business. That's according to Kurt Thurmeyer. He's chair of the Department of Public Administration in the School of Public and Global Affairs at Northern Illinois University. He says the number of elected offices in county governments reflects an age-old dilemma.
There's a tension, really, that's enduring in government in general, where voters really are holding on to accountability. They want mechanisms to hold officials accountable. And that tension is in line with another countervailing force, which is they want to have the same or more services for lower costs.
Thurmeyer says, in addition, county offices, generally low profile and with low information campaigns, have often been seen as ways to bring someone into politics. So how does a county executive achieve a good balance between accountability and a desire for efficiency these days? Thurmeyer says in the past there was a lot of paper and different systems for each type of office, such as recording deeds or collecting and distributing tax revenues to cities, schools, and other units of government. Each had their own person in charge, often an elected one, to provide the accountability the public wanted. Thurmeyer says people are beginning to realize that a structure set up in the 19th century, if not earlier, is not necessarily the best way to run a government anymore. It can be more professional and still satisfy one of their main reasons for having an elected official before.
We absolutely don't want to give up accountability, but that accountability now is available in a different form, which is transparent electronic transactions, which, as we know, even the Russians can know what they are, right? So it's an opportunity for governments to become more effective in how they deliver services while being more transparent as well as more efficient.
Thurmeyer says in theory, the new systems could allow one treasurer or other office do transactions for several counties at once.
As long as your taxes are collected and collected in the right amounts and given and distributed in the way that it's supposed to, why does it matter whether there's a Republican or a Democrat or a Green or a Purple Party person doing it? It makes no difference.
Haney says in Winnebago County, at least, it's not about personalities or parties, even though that's how the system is set up. It's about providing better service. Frank says that's certainly true in his county. Thurmeyer says, again, it reflects a shift in both government and those governed toward a professional management of resources. Next spring in McHenry County, and perhaps the following fall in Winnebago County, voters will get their say on consolidating the offices. If approved, both mergers would take effect in 2020. Given what's happened elsewhere in Illinois, they may not be the last. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.